mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're joined by Professor David Ray Griffin. And we're going to go to your calls, all 11 of them, if we have time before he leaves us. But Professor Griffin, before we go any further, tell us about your two books. Tell us about websites. Tell us about places to check out your work.
Okay, the easiest way for my two books, the New Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 Commission Omission Report, Omissions and Distortions, is Amazon.com. But also all good bookstores locally have it. Let me also mention that I've got some new books coming out pretty soon. There's one on Christian faith and 9/11, the truth behind 9/11, which Westminster John Knox will be publishing in May. They will also be doing a book that Richard Falk and John Cobb and Catherine Keller and I are doing on American Empire and the Commonwealth of God, in which there's some about 9/11. Then there are two books that Interlink is putting out. Peter Dale Scott and I are editing a book called 9/11 and the American Empire, Intellectuals Speak Out. And Kevin Barrett and John Cobb and Sandra Labarsky, a Jew, a Christian, and a Muslim, are editing a book called 9/11 and the American Empire, Christians, Jews, and Muslims Speak Out. So I mention this to reinforce what I said earlier, that both the number of scholars getting involved in this is increasing, but also there is going to be a surge of religious writing about 9/11.
Now, I know we can't reveal a lot on air, but there's a lot of other big prominent people that are very close to going public in Hollywood and in government that I know of. You know of a few others and even some other individuals that are very well known. Do you predict or do you have an inkling that any of them will start going public?
At this stage, I don't know, but it certainly helps because, you know, rightly or wrongly, that's about the only way this movement gets any mainstream attention is if some people in the entertainment business speak out.
Because then if the media ignores them, it makes a story of its own of how are you ignoring this? You'll have top news if one of these people falls off their bicycle or, you know, drinks a beer, but, you know, the huge news like this, they try to ignore it. You know, the media tried to ignore the Sheen thing for a few days, but it just got too big on the web.
Yeah, so you can have a physicist come out and say the World Trade Center collapses could not have occurred without explosives, and for the most part, that's ignored, as if a physicist's word is not very important, but when Charlie Sheen's comes out, it gets a lot of attention. Now, that's, you know, I mean, I think that's great that Charlie could do this, and it'll be great if other people can do it, because unfortunately, the way our culture is now, that is about the only way to break through.
Well, he knew that. I mean, he did this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he did this selflessly, and then it made me angry to see some of the so-called a minority of the 9/11 people criticize him when he did them a huge favor.
Yeah, and it was very good that it was somebody who, as you said, had done his homework so that he was making points that other people could then defend.
Well, Charlie, I know, listens to the rebroadcast of this show. You want to say hi to him?
Hey, Charlie. Good work. Keep it up.
He's such a great guy, just and really informed. You ought to hear him even when he was great on air. You ought to hear him off air. Oh, boy. He really's done his homework. We're going to break here in a moment and come back and just take a raft of calls. But just to give people kind of a taste, what are a few of the other little tidbits or issues, you know, things you want to talk about when we get back?
Okay.
Can you just give us an idea of some of the things you might want to mention?
Oh, well, I could talk a little more about this, about the religious side of this.
Good. Let's do that with Professor David Ray Griffin. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the GCN Radio Network. PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget the new updated site, JonesReport.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, you've been holding patiently, and we've got, 12 calls online. Folks that would like to talk to David Ray Griffin. And right now, we're going to go ahead and go back to your calls. The number to join us is 888-234-4564. We're having to use the backup phone system here because the phone company is back for like the fifth time trying to get it all hooked up at the network. But we're doing it down here. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Virginia. And Randy, welcome. You are on the air, sir.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Called you a few months ago. I was going to make you a copy of a DVD that's in my local library where the military came here and took over the town back in the 50s.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I've made you the copy, and I know you keep saying your address, but I can't get it quick enough. It's 3001 South Lamar.
Yes, sir. It's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I'm aware of that historical event. They admitted it was for a martial law takeover drill.
Yeah, so I will get that out to you. Now, I do have a question that is really synchronized exactly with what you've been talking about today. I'm a Christian. You're a Christian. We know that the New World Order is totally satanic, which you've covered in your films and stuff. This is something that people don't know, you know, how the New World Order, we know they've captured the mainstream media, for instance, but the average person has no idea about their involvement in the mainstream church. And I don't know if we've covered that. you know, enough to really get that out there.
Well, but governments, I mean, look at China, look at Russia. They always try to take over and use the churches as their organs, and the neocons have been doing that quite effectively. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, just, you know, maybe he can comment on the few of the way the New World Order is going to have to use, you know, the religious organized people. Like, look at Pat Robertson. He's coming out saying we need to kill Chavez.
Great point, sir. And you can call me back on the day. I don't have a guest. We'll spend more time. You're a great caller. Sorry to have to cut you off. I'm going to have to move quick here. Yes, with the faith-based initiative and all this, they're trying to pay off the churches. You're saying we need the churches to go back to default back to their original role of fighting tyranny. David Ray Griffin, who's a professor of theology. Go ahead.
Yeah, some points I've been stressing recently. The fact is that the Christianity began as an anti-imperial movement. The very image of the symbol of Jesus dying on the cross. The cross was a Roman means of crucifixion. Only Romans could do that.
Throwing Christians to the lions.
So Jesus died as a rebel against the empire. So that needs to be remembered. The early church was anti-imperialistic, and it's because the values of empire are almost always diametrically opposed to basic religious values.
Oh, and by the way, Hitler tried to misinterpret Romans 13 to lay down the government when the entire Bible says the opposite, and the prophets were almost universally killed for resisting tyranny.
Yeah, so I say I've been stressing more the spiritual nature of this. One factor is just the very way we understand, you know, this reality that we call God or use some other term for. This is a life-creating force. That's what the sacred reality of the universe is.
Let me bring that up to you. Let me bring up a key question. In fact, I have this in my notes and never had asked it. I mean, if there isn't a dark side and a light side, look at how John Yoo says they can torture people's children sexually in front of their parents. That was a White House top lawyer. And then his commander, the chief counsel, went on to be attorney general, saying they can torture people to death. And then Bush says he's above the law. I mean, this is pure darkness. Cheney running around throwing fits, screaming and cussing at people. And, I mean, clearly you can see that they serve those that love death.
Yeah, and one of the theological basis for this is a view of the divine reality as primarily a destructive force. So, you know, just with recent tornadoes, official called it the wrath of God. And when people do that, given the fact that religion has to do with the desire to be in harmony with the ultimate, with the divine reality, they can convince people that by murdering, by slaughtering enemies, that they're somehow in line with the divine reality.
But Christ said, suffer the little ones to come unto me, and it'd be better for you to throw yourself in the ocean with a big rock tied around your neck than to hurt some innocent. These people just love hurting innocents.
Yeah, so I would hope that the Christian right, which starts focusing on the Christian part of that more than the right wing part, because they're using Christianity to justify policies that are diametrically opposed to any basic Christian values or values that are found in all the great religions of the world.
Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's speak with Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
You should keep the new phone service, Alex, because it's crystal clear on the phone link. I also want to talk about the possibility of everyone getting together and maybe buying a network. Because the media model of broadcasting, where you have many receivers and one point over the air, I think is extremely powerful. And what does your guest have to say about that?
Well, number one, sir, let's say we had a couple billion dollars. I mean, to buy a network, probably about $10 billion. Then the FCC and others would block you and wouldn't even let you do it and claim it was some monopoly. We have that with the Internet. We need to support alternative networks like Genesis. But, I've heard the people out there say, oh, send me a bunch of money, we're going to start a big network, a big TV network, and it doesn't happen. I think the key is at grassroots level. But go ahead, David Ray Griffin.
There is an alternative coming on that I don't know much about, but what I've heard thus far sounds pretty promising. It's an independent TV news network called The Real News. And I don't know enough about it to recommend it, but I think it's something worth looking into.
Well, certainly as the spectrum of media gets larger and larger, you're going to see hundreds of new little networks forming. It's just that I think that the age of big centralized systems, by the nature of the direction the media is going, are dinosaurs. Even Rupert Murdoch has said that. So I really do appreciate that caller's call. Let's go ahead now and talk to, I guess the next person up is Doug in Arizona. You're on the air, Doug. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I love your show. I just, a friend told me about it just a few days ago, and I love it. Hey, what I'd like to do is I would like to make a comment about the religious aspect of 9/11. But first, would it be okay to just touch on the subject of illegal immigration and what I feel is really coming?
Well, the globalists are publicly using it to break down our sovereignty and drive down wages, and it doesn't help anybody but the elite. But sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you check into the UN Charter, they have divided the earth into 10 regions or kingdoms.
And they say everybody in those regions is allowed to migrate, yeah.
Exactly. So that's what they're doing, is they're bringing the Mexican and the Canadians, and we're all going to be one in this global one-world government. And what they're going to also do is they've created the problem of the illegal immigrants, and that the only way to solve that problem will be to put the injectable ID chips into those folks.
Well, they're certainly trying to use the national ID card as the first step towards that. So I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. David Ray Griffin, your comment on companies making their employees take chips, the Mexican Attorney General making his employees take chips, is that scary?
I try to not speak about things I don't know much about, and that's something I don't know much about.
I understand. You stay focused on the issue at hand. Okay, great. Let's go ahead and go to line 10, and let's speak to Chris in Arizona. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I just want to thank David Ray Griffin for coming on and doing the interview today. I have to agree with the caller two calls ago that said the phone lines were crystal clear. I've never been able to call in and hear so clearly. I wanted to mention, you know, you guys said that nobody would come on and debate you, Alex, or Ed Asner. And, you know, the reason for that is because they don't have anything to defend with. They don't have anything to throw back.
Most of the people on their side know they did it, and they don't want to be under the hot lights knowing that they're part of a murdering operation. Let me get a comment from David Ray Griffin on that. David?
I think that's right. If I were involved in the government, I wouldn't want to go on in public and try to defend a story that I knew was false.
So, their guilt is written all over their faces and by their actions. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in New Hampshire. Sean, you're on the air with our guest, David Ray Griffin. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Alex. It's great talking to you. I've been trying to get on your show for a while. I'm an electrical engineer, and I am also a member of 9/11, Scholars for 9/11 Truth. And one of the things I wanted to point out is what I've been doing individually, I don't have a radio network like you do or something, is I go and I print out stuff from your site, and also I cut CDs and I pass them out to people individually, and I get the information
Wonderful.
Out hand to hand. I mean, I have cut down literal trees getting this information out to people. And also, too, I buy books by the case and give those out. And I like to recommend, too, because a lot of people...
There's an army of people like you. There's an army of people like you saving this country and this world, potentially. So bravo. But go ahead.
One of the things is one of the books I'd like to recommend in addition to your guest books are The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, and also something called The Medusa File, by Craig Roberts, who authored...
We've interviewed him. We've interviewed him many times. I intend to get him back on in the near future. Thank you so much for the call. All right, we're going to come back with our final segment with David Ray Griffin and get any final comments from him and take a few more calls. And I'll continue in the last 30 minutes taking calls and getting more into this UT professor that wants to kill 90% of us. We got a clip of what he had to say as well. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Toll free number to join us here on Genesis, 888-234-4564. Final segment with David Ray Griffin. Always a great honor to have him with us. Take a few final calls. Mr. Griffin, before we take a few calls and close out here, do you think we're going to win this fight? I know you don't like to project into the future, but it's got to be heartening to see that in major polls, majority of Americans agree with us, it's an inside job. The global controllers are going to have a big problem as people say, look, the world is round, it ain't flat like you keep trying to tell us, and don't tell us it's religious dogma, we're going to investigate.
I really don't know if we're going to win, of course, future is indeterminate, but at least I have the belief that we have a chance. And so that's enough to work with.
And regardless, we've got to fight and expose these murderers. I mean, their victims, 2,800 plus, deserve that.
That's right. Even if you lose, it's important that you fought the good fight.
I heartily agree. Let's talk to Matthew calling us from North Carolina. Matthew, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Hi.
I have a quick question before I get to a comment. Have you discussed this report that came out by the two scholars from Harvard on the power of the Israeli lobby in the United States?
Yes, that's a big AIPAC report, very scholarly, admitting that, listen, the communist Chinese have most our major ports and run security. Customs isn't allowed to investigate. The UAE, 21 ports. Our highways are being taken over by the King of Spain, who owns the company Cintra, to tax us the equivalent of $3 a gallon. I mean, it's just we're totally being sold out to these international crime syndicates. Any comments on that, David Ray Griffin?
I've been on the road and working on speeches, and I haven't had a chance to read the Walt Mearsheimer piece, but it certainly has evoked enormous controversy, and it does suggest that where there's smoke, there's fire.
Well, I agree with you, and I appreciate the caller's call, and I appreciate his important question. Next up is Daniel in Boston. Daniel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I want to thank you for taking my call. I called you about a few months ago asking about Noam Chomsky and his role as sort of the chief left gatekeeper.
Oh, he's a real... I've debated him. He's a real piece of work, and he just poo-poos everything. Go ahead.
Well, listen, I know we're pressed for time. I wanted to say a couple of things. You asked me to write an article to research Professor Chomsky. I've done that, so I'm going to send you that article. I pulled up some of his most choice quotes here. I just want to read two of them really quickly for Professor David Ray Griffin. On the NORAD stand-down, Professor Chomsky says the following. He says, "Whether or not NORAD followed standard operating procedure, I have no idea and have not investigated the matter. I think the case is very weak and diverts people from the really serious issues."
So he says he hasn't, yeah, I've seen that. He says he hasn't investigated it, but we're bad to look at it. Let me stop you there. Professor Griffin, he's out there telling us all to shut up, and it's not an inside job. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, it's a complex issue. Noam Chomsky is a great man. He's done so much good. I think we have to say everybody is entitled to a few errors.
But he's
on the other hand, he's
on the Defense Department payroll. Sorry, go ahead.
On the other hand, I would say that he's just completely wrong on this. I saw a letter that he had written to someone trying to get him involved in this. And Chomsky, one of his reasons for saying this really wasn't very important was that only 3,000 people were killed and far more have been killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. Well, of course that's true.
But this is
but
the foundation
whole,
for that.
That's right, and that seems so obvious that it's just very puzzling.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Professor. I debated him for an hour, and I mean, I talked to a lot of professors, a lot of people that are just esteemed, and I really respect like yourself. I mean, I interview Nobel laureates in science routinely. This guy, he just didn't know anything. And I'm tired of hearing how smart he is. He's a guy's a joke. I'm sorry.
Well, you can be very smart and be ignorant about certain things that you, as a matter of principle, refuse to investigate, and that seems to be his attitude here, because he has a view that's called structuralism that leads him to believe that the government simply wouldn't do this sort of thing because they don't need to, and he thinks that people who are involved in talking about conspiracy are individualists. So he has a principal reason for doing it. I just happen to think he's wrong.
But as you say, it is religious in that I choose not to believe it, so I don't look at it, but then I tell you you're wrong without looking at it. David Ray Griffin, I want to thank you for joining us. Stay there, caller. I'm going to let you finish up on Chomsky on the other side. We've got a lot of other news to cover, and we'll talk to Casey and Brandon and Tim and others. But Professor Griffin, thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome, Alex. Keep it up.
We'll talk to you in the very near future. I'd like to talk to you off air for just a second. And so just Godspeed, and we'll see you in the future.
Okay.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and hospitals all make money from sick people. So what incentive is there for them to make you well? For thousands of years, man has used spices and herbs to ward off disease and cure, yes, cure illness. It's no wonder the drug manufacturers feel threatened by spices and herbs. The North American Urban Spice Company manufactures the products that Dr. Cass Ingram has been recommending for years. The Oregason, Oreganol, and Oregamax are working wonders for people all over the country and can work wonders for you, too. According to the Quarterly Review of Biology published by the University of Chicago, spices like oregano can have a 100% kill rate of bacteria. Protect yourself and your family with the oregano products recommended by Dr. Cass Ingram. Call 877-817-9829 and order your Oregason, Oreganol, and Oregamax today. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com. Doctors and drugs, or herbs and spices. The choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. I'm going to take four or five, maybe even more calls. And I want to spend about 5 minutes at least just recapping and adding some more data to this Professor Death, this Pianca, who says 90% of us need to die and die now, and how that ties into the globalist operation here in just a few minutes. But I was listening on the radio the other day and heard an old Guns N' Roses song, and it talks about how when Kennedy got killed, you know, when I learned the truth, basically woke me up and then made me kind of go into my shell. It talks about, you know, how the government's committing genocide basically against us and how it's the people against the government. I mean, there's so many of these songs out there that we just kind of ignore and glaze over. So here's a song from the, I guess, late 80s, early 90s, I forget, but I thought I'd roll at least part of this song. So here it is.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Always done before. they shot Kennedy. I went numb when I learned to see. So I never fell from being there. We got the wall of disease to remind us all that you can't trust freedom when it's not in your hands. When everybody's fighting for the promised land,
Guns N' Roses, isn't the name of that song, Civil War. It's part of it. It goes on. I was writing notes during it. Brainwashed masses, for the love of God and civil rights, wake up. Look at the hate. Look at the fear we're breeding. When he learned about the men who shot Kennedy, the men, plural, when he learned the scene, he went numb. I mean, it goes on and on. And it's just about the New World Order and the government waging war against the people. And we all instinctively know this. We all instinctively understand that, unless we're on the Defense Department MIT payroll, like Noam Chomsky. Okay, I believe it was Daniel in Boston that was bringing that up. Let's try to go back to him and see if he's still there. Daniel, you want to finish up your comments?
Alex, I'm here, and I want to thank you for giving me time on the other end. I'm going to try to fit in a couple quotes about Professor Chomsky, and this is all part of the article that I'm going to send you today. And also,
Send it to Ryan at Infowars.com. Send it to Paul over on the Prison Planet email to make sure we get it posted.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me read a couple of choice quotes. And I want to make it clear that it would be one thing if Noam Chomsky were to say, well, some of these points are controversial, I have yet to investigate them, but it's beyond that.
Well, let me just add this. You know, a lot of people attack me on the web because I, 5 years ago or so, attacked him when he was on the show because the guy was full of baloney. I mean, I really know my facts. And he was intellectually dishonest, and they worship him when he gives these speeches. He only gives people half the paradigm, and he knows exactly what he's doing. The guy is bad news. So go ahead.
Well, I'm a college student, so I've encountered this. I know that most of the social activists have been brainwashed by these left gatekeepers and know exactly what they're doing. So let me read you a quote here about the professor. He says, on 9/11, he says, if the left spends any time on this, that's the end of the left, in my opinion. The mainstream would be utterly delighted. It is highly unlikely that anything significant will be found. And if it is, which I greatly doubt, something found, which would quickly send everyone in Washington to the death chamber, the left is unlikely to emerge triumphant. On Operation Northwood, he says, Operation Northwood is only one of the many examples for being skeptical about your theory. It doesn't even come close and was not carried out. He says, nothing empirical is impossible. Thus, it's conceivable that everyone in the White House is totally insane. And in my opinion, they would have had to have been to try something that would have very likely turned into an utter fiasco. And if by some miracle, could have succeeded.
Well, your cell phone cut out, sir. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I've read most of that. I've seen the stuff he puts out. And, I mean, what do you say to that? What do you say to that? Operation Northwoods was an operational plan, not some war game, that they tried to greenlight that was almost executed. It was greenlighted by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to go operational. Okay? That's like if I decide to go rob the bank and I'm about to walk in the door with a gun and a cop walks over and stops me. And that was Kennedy. Still, I'm going to go to prison for attempted bank robbery. And that plan got nixed. And then you've got the executional plans. Ajax in Iran, admitted declassified. Gulf of Tonkin staged. We have the USS Liberty, executed, which is right out of Northwoods. Blowing up ships, blaming it on people, mass shootings, bombings, how to blame patsies. Yeah, and then Chomsky just hopes you don't read it. Look, I don't just sit here and attack him for no reason. The guy's a piece of trash. He's a sniveling joke. He's not even smart. There are other professors exposing the globalists that are 100 times better. He believes in globalism. He says the UN's going to save us when it's bankrolled by the very same corporations. He knows that. Chomsky is a joke. I'm tired of these people. Now you're getting me really mad. He is so arrogant when he speaks. He is on such a power trip. And a lot of people take that arrogant smacking and that authoritativeness as intelligence. We see it by the peak oil people on the 9/11 side of the debate. We need to get rid of billions and stop talking about 9/11. I'm the expert. Let's go ahead here and just take a few more calls because I had to cover some other news. Tim, in New York City, you're on the air.
Oh, sorry. It's upstate New York. I listen to you on the Sunshine Radio Network.
Great.
And Dr. Wolf is the one who brought me to life. We need to understand about the incorporated church that is keeping the people quiet. They can't talk about politics, and someday you need to look at a show on that. But number one, this is my reason for calling. There's a place called the Little Theater in Rochester, New York. I am sponsoring showing Loose Change 2 on April 18th at 7 p.m.
Great.
We're getting, I rented the theater. And,
where is that in? Sure.
It's in downtown Rochester at 240 East Avenue. Right.
Excellent.
In downtown Rochester.
Excellent.
But, we're going to try and we need to get people out there to support us because we want to do this more. We're looking every 2 to 3 weeks at getting a film on.
Good. I hope you'll show. I hope you'll show Martial Law or Road to Tyranny sometime.
Oh, Road to Tyranny is the next one on the list. If we can get people to come out and support us.
Good. Good. All right. Well, listen. I really appreciate your call, and it's exciting to hear that stuff's going on. By the way, we carry Loose Change 2, an excellent film, at InfoWars.com. You can go to the online video bookstore and get that. You can get Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, the book Descent into Tyranny, or Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We're extending it for another week, and then that's it. Actually, less than a week. Until April 10th, we are extending it. And you can go and get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. For all 14 of my films, my weekly TV show, the video reports, it's all there. Such a great deal. PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free to get any of the films, hard copies of them. Be sure and get them and make copies. 1-888-253-3139. Okay, and I'm sorry I'm moving quick here, but I've got to cover some news here in just a minute that I haven't detailed enough. Let's go ahead and talk to Cliff in Utah. Cliff, you're on the air.
How you doing there, Alex? I've been in this fight with you a long time, and I'd like to say something real fast. I think everybody, all the lonely patriots out there, ought to buy 2 tickets to the National Lottery, and if one of us wins, we need to sue the New World Order, because they're on record now, the Bush administration, and start a bunch of private radio stations to spread the word.
Well, that's interesting, sir. You know, I'm not a fan of gambling, so I can't, but it is funny. I mean, it is an interesting idea.
I'm not either, Alex. In fact, I don't gamble, but I'm sure going to try this. And if everybody just buy 2 tickets, all us lonely patriots out here, and one of us would happen to win, we could get this thing over with real quick-like, and I'm sure going to try.
All right, sir. I hear you. That's an interesting idea. I appreciate that call. But, you know, that sits on hitting the jackpot or sits on that idea of beating them all at once, and that kind of rests on the idea of then having luck to win the lottery. And I believe most lotteries are staged. And let me get something straight here. Maybe once a year, I do it every weekend if I could, you know. I love a poker game. Nothing wrong with going and betting a few dollars or, you know, piles of quarters just to make it fun. The reason I don't like gambling is that I line up, try to buy milk, say, at 10 o'clock at night on a Friday night, because my wife calls me and says, bring some milk home, honey. And I see all these poor people lined up buying tickets. They buy 3 or 4, and they go, oh, I got to have 3 or 4 more. And they scratch those and come back in. And you just see that while you're gassing your car up or whatever. You can witness it. And there might be 5, 10 people, sometimes 20 if it's the big lottery night, lined up, just hoping above all hope they're going to win. Whereas if they took that money and invested it in a little business, maybe a tire repair place or cleaning people's windshields and invested it over the years or mowed lawns and got enough money to hire a few helpers, they can end up living in a $200,000 house and going on vacations, putting their kids through college. I got a lot of friends that got degrees and they run lawn companies now. They run lawn companies now and make a good living. But instead, it's just you. My problem is it hits the poor. Hey, you got millions of dollars, you want to go gamble? I mean, that's basically what fishing is. That's what humans like that. You know, we like throwing the spear and seeing if we hit the monkey and we get to eat it or whatever. Or, you know, hit the bird. You know, that's what's so much fun about bass fishing. You're kind of gambling, but you're using some skill. And where are the fish? Are you going to get it? They found gambling manipulates a key enzyme in the brain. I mean, so it's a very natural thing. It's very destructive. I mean, look at the Romans, you know, playing dice over Christ's cloak. And I remember one time, there's a casino right down the road from where the network was based in Minnesota, an Indian casino, and that was the cheapest hotel that was nice to put me in. So Ted Anderson put me up in that with my wife, and I waddled on downstairs, and I played a little blackjack. My wife won. But I didn't just keep playing because I'm not saying, you know, like, oh, my gosh, if you gamble, you're going to go to hell. It's just it's really destructive and bad. And I see our whole economy kind of switching over to this. And I just don't know what to say about it. There's tried and true ways to make money. And if you knew the statistics of winning the lottery, and then if you knew the fraud involved with it, I mean, it's been proven. It's by state by state. It's a mafia thing, and it's just a joke. Okay, I've said enough. I'm just going to take two more calls because let's just jam through them quickly. We'll see how many we get to. Robert in Texas, you're on the air. Robert, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller.
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to let you know that there's a website called archive.org, and you might be able to find the stuff that CIA took down on that website. They pretty much back up the entire Internet.
Oh, I know, and they've got a bunch of my films up there, too.
Okay, and the only other thing I wanted to say was that this weekend, a little bit west of Austin, is a big festival in Dripping Springs, Texas, and I was going to pass out some flyers to do, you know, to promote you, but I don't know what exactly I should put on them. Do you have something on your site that I can
I got an idea. Get a Prison Planet, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, or if you have any of my original DVDs because they're higher quality, burn 50 copies of that. Cost you about $50 or less, and hand those out with just learn the truth about 9/11. That'll be the most effective thing you can do, sir. And it's really great hearing from you. I'm sorry I'm having to move so quick. Jason in California. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, hi. I just have some questions. I've been reading the Reopen 9/11 website and their theories on the blue screen theory on the two planes never hit.
Yeah, I totally disagree with that, and it's a red herring and very destructive and not based on reality. Blue screens, holograms, give me a break. But, you know, I don't spend my time attacking those ridiculous theories. I just ignore it. I cover the real things we can follow and document.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you got to really, really watch it. Last caller, let's talk to Sean in New Hampshire. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to mention real quick, I didn't get to mention it before, I have in my hands the metallurgical analysis done by Dr. Frank Gale, and I passed that out, and I've emailed that to you. I wish you could put it on your site.
Well, we have Underwater Laboratories engineer that looked at it saying it's impossible, and it's made up, too. They underwrote
exactly.
The building.
And you can see the electron micrographs of the steel and know that none of the steel got above the temperature of an ordinary commercial oven. Okay, so therefore,
why doesn't the oven melt exactly?
Yeah, exactly. And the temperatures that the steel did reach were more than 1,000 degrees short centigrade
of even reddening,
having the steel weaken from temperature.
Yeah, of reddening to just become somewhat elastic, meaning you could maybe beat it into shape with a large hammer.
Yeah, exactly. And also, too, the architectural requirements for that is the theoretical, the actual maximum load for a floor was 1/6 of the theoretical, according to the engineering.
Well, sir, we know they blew up Tower 1 and 2, and they certainly blew up 7 way down the street that was only hit by some dust.
Yes, and Appendix Section 8 of Appendix C of the FEMA report says that there is severe oxidation and sulfidication of the steel, which is an unusual event for the fire, and of course it's entirely ignored, and that can only be produced by RDX or a thermite explosive that is meant to take out steel.
Exactly. But forget the facts. They can't debate us on those, so they won't. They blew that building up right in front of you. They overreached. We're going to defeat them. We're going to bring them to justice.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
As promised, here is Dr. Pianca, the local whitewash newscast. He didn't really mean it. Here it is.
This is your news at 6.
Well, reports of a University of Texas scientist's plans for mass extermination of the human race got our attention today.
So tonight we're getting to the bottom of a controversial theory that is spawning death threats on campus and controversy across the country. KXAN's Rich Parsons is live at UT with more. Rich?
Michelle, this has been the buzz around campus all day. Some are accusing a UT professor of advocating genocide as a way to control the world's population. Sound crazy? Well, the professor whose ideas are under scrutiny says, yeah, it sounds crazy because it's not true.
Well, let's see if I can see if there's another.
Dr. Eric Pianca does not want everyone on Earth dead.
I don't bear any ill will towards anybody.
But many do bear ill will towards this soft-spoken University of Texas ecologist.
I've had a really great death threat.
He's getting death threats like this one, threatening the slaughter of his family after recent speeches pushing for population control.
We don't control our population. Microbes will. Why do we have these lethal microbes that kill humans in the first place? The answer is there's too many of us.
But Dr. Pianca says he would never advocate genocide or extermination like some suggest he does.
I've got two granddaughters, man. I'm putting money in a college fund for my granddaughters. I'm worried about them.
He believes criticism of his theory about an inevitable plague on mankind comes from a rival, jealous about his Distinguished Scientist Award from the Texas Academy of Science.
He's an avowed enemy, and he's made this very clear, that he's going to get me and take me down.
But Dr. Pianca has the full backing of UT behind him,
as radical as his ideas may seem.
We have a lot of different points of view on the University of Texas at Austin campus, and we certainly support our faculty in saying what they think.
After 50 years of ecological study and authoring nearly 20 books, Dr. Pianca thinks the world's in trouble and just wants everyone to know.
We're taking over the earth and not leaving anything for anything
That's
else.
That's enough. We're out of time. I'll play the rest tomorrow. And by the way, the transcripts of his speeches where he did say all of this are now available, and recordings are now available, and these are going out. And major newspapers and scientific papers are reporting that he got a 95% standing ovation. He did say 90% of us need to die. He did say Ebola is ideal. He did tell people to turn their cameras off and not to tape it because the world isn't ready. You could hear his tremulous voice of that creature as he's freaking out as people learn what he's pushing. And he's pushing the same thing the government's pushing. Go read our analysis at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He is trying to backpedal. And there are prestigious reports and eyewitnesses and multiple scientists filing official complaints with him over what he said. And the chairman of the Environmental Sciences Division of the Texas Academy of Scientists, who was there and is on the board, is one of our witnesses, but now we have the tapes. He was in the Statesman Saturday with his Ebola plush toy saying how great it would be. But when the light gets shined on these cockroaches, they freak out. And I guarantee you those emails said things like, hey, if it's so great, how about your family? That isn't a death threat. It's just like that Scripps Howard News Service claimed I sent her an email calling her a whore, and then I made Scripps Howard News Service retract it because it turned out they looked at it and it wasn't even true. Made up. Straw man attacks. I guarantee you the emails he's getting are, hey, if it's such a great idea, how about you go? Oh, but no, they know best. They're the guardians. They're the 10%. He says he, quote, loves the police state of China, wants us to have a one-child policy. We're going to expose this guy. Guaranteed. You hear that sickening apology piece in the local news? They're like the 95% that stood up and applauded him. You see how many of them there are? You see what we're up against? You see what we're facing? Well, like the UT professor says, kill all the whites. That's a quote. We must kill the gringo. We must implement the plan of San Diego. And then it's like, well, he's allowed to have his views and you're misinterpreting them. Mr. Gutierrez. Powerful broadcast. Great having you on board with us. Great being here. Get out there and fight these people. Fight these control freaks. Defeat them. God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.